Hey guys, welcome to the Beyond the Buzzer podcast with Maddie
and Hallie. And today we're going to be talking basically about ourselves in the first episode, just kind of introducing ourselves for you guys to like get to know us.
Yeah, this is a really special episode because it's our first one, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yep.
So I thought that it would be fun if we just talked about like our favorite like foods and hobbies and stuff. So, and also talk about like the name of the podcast
and like why we
and why we started.
Yeah,
so
start with that if you want.
Okay. So the name Beyond the Buzzer podcast is kind of because we both play basketball for our school team, and we thought it would be fun to have the name Beyond the Buzzer because like it's beyond what we do on the court, so we don't really have any other hobbies other than basketball, and this would be fun to kind of do just to make people laugh and stuff.
Yeah, and kind of like just also talking about like not just things all basketball, because like I feel like a lot of people just kind of think that like all we do is basketball, which I mean it's kind of true I guess, but like talking about stuff that's like not just basketball, which is where like the beyond comes from, you know.
So a little bit about us, I guess. Right. Do you want to go first
for what, like favorite foods? My favorite food, I have a lot of favorite foods. I love food.
She's big.
Yeah, I'm a little big, but it's okay. My favorite food at the moment is probably fettuccine Alfredo. I love, like, Italian food in general. But my favorite restaurant or, like, fast food place is probably Chick-fil-A.
Mine's probably either Cane's or Chipotle.
You're really into Cane's. Like, I feel like every time I ask you to, like, go get food, you're always like,
Cane's. I think Cane's is so good. Everyone always says that Cane's is, like, doesn't have good chicken. And, like, the chicken is not seasoned. But I think it's good. And I like their sauce a lot. And
that's
I like
true.
And their bread. Oh,
their fries are not good, though. I'm sorry. They're soggy.
I like soggy fries. I like to make them into mashed potatoes.
Seriously?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, no way, because fries, they need to be, like, crispy.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, like, I don't know, just ourselves. You can go first.
Just talk. Are we not going to talk about food anymore?
Well, you just talked about food enough, so.
Okay.
You just said your favorite restaurant.
Well, what about drink? You said you like boba.
Oh, I do love boba.
What's your favorite, like, boba? Like, do you have a favorite flavor?
I like banana boba with blueberry popping bobas.
Blueberry popping bobas, there we go. I've never technically had, like, traditional boba. I've had, like, the one place we went to for basketball in Transylvania.
The sus, like,
yeah.
It was, like, a fruit tea place, but it wasn't
real boba. So it was this, like, local place in Lexington, and it's almost like a bibimbap, right?
Yeah.
And they had boba, but they had, like, actual boba, and then they had, like, fruit tea boba with, like, strawberry popping bubbles.
Yeah.
And that's what I prefer. I think that stuff is so good. I literally ordered two because I'm literally huge.
The fruit tea bobas are, like, they are real boba, but, like, it's, like, the milk tea, I think, is more, like,
it's, like, traditional.
Authentic. And,
yeah, that's true.
But,
Oh, you already said your favorite restaurant.
Yeah, we can talk about hobbies, though. So, I thought it would be fun to start crocheting.
Oh, yeah.
And now I make a bunch of animals and stuff. I like to crochet animals mostly and make stuffed animals because I like to give them to my friends. But
yeah, I do. Oh, I should bring mine in next episode.
Yeah.
Or, like, the next section of episodes. Yeah. I should bring mine in that you made me.
What do you like to do? What's your favorite hobby?
Well, obviously basketball.
Well, duh. But, like, beyond basketball.
I like listening to music. Me and some of my friends just started getting into, like, making these like string bracelets. I don't know if you can see on the camera, but they're like string bracelets basically, and there's like a bunch of different designs you can make, and I just tie them around my water bottle and I just make like a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
What else? I do like art, like occasionally if I get like really bored I'll like draw or paint,
yeah,
or something like that.
We really don't have that much free time though, because with basketball and stuff, basketball takes up a lot of time. Like, we both do a bunch of trainings and like we both do like camps and stuff, so like we really don't have that much free time beyond basketball. But
I think just now you started doing like so many camps.
Yeah,
like your dad has literally made you, like, because like I've always kind of gone to like one trainer since like middle school, but like
I've never had a trainer until this year.
That's true. But you do them like almost like every day a week, almost twice a day. You almost do like two a days every single day,
mm-hmm.
which is like crazy to me. Like, I could never do that.
I just think it's because, like...
But, I mean, like, you have grown, like, exponentially, I feel like. Yeah. Like, since even last year, like, you can just tell, like, how much I feel like you've grown.
But... Yeah. Okay, I think we should talk more about why we wanted to do the podcast, because we kind of just skimmed over that. Like, we were just we want to do it just so we can have fun. Okay. But I think that we're doing it as, like, another hobby, because, like I said before, we don't really have, like, hobbies. Like, we have personalities beyond basketball, but it's not much, so.
Yeah.
So, I think it would be fun just to, like, have something that we can do and, like, just talk about, because we have funny conversations, but, like, we also, like, could talk about topics and stuff, and like
we also think we're yappers too.
Yeah, we are yappers, so that does help. And then I don't know, why did you want to do a podcast?
I don't know, I saw a lot of like inspiration on TikTok and stuff, or like YouTube, and seen like other, I also like watch a lot of podcasts too. That's why we kind of incorporated like the video, because a lot of people like watching, I guess. And obviously, like, if we continue to do this, we'll kind of like make the background better and like stuff like that, because a lot of the people I watch, like, they have like cool backgrounds and cool themes and like mm-hmm. cool like sections and stuff, so I think that's pretty cool just to like watch. And like the conversations they have, like, I swear it always makes me laugh. Like, I always watch like funny podcasts, so, and like they're also like kind of random, which is kind of like what we're basing ours off of a little bit, not like super like niche and structured, just, you know, just kind of talking about our lives and whatever we want, really. And then, you know, we've kind of talked about this for a little while, kind of like starting
school at least.
Yeah, ever since school, I feel like it's been pretty cool to like start one.
Yeah. And also, I think that it'll help us like become better talkers, like, because we do say a lot. And I think that if we did podcasts and stuff, we could become more like, we could be better at giving speeches and stuff, which will help us in the long run. And it's just something that we can like just do. Like, the main reason we're doing it is just because we want to have fun, and we just thought of it, it would be like something we could do.
Well, yeah, because I feel like, but also podcasts are supposed to be like natural. Like, you're not supposed to like sit up here and freeze and like try to be perfect. Like, you can like mess up a word in a podcast and like it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world, you know.
Like they're kind of more off the cuff.
Yeah, like. Yeah,
but okay, also,
but aren't you taking, what class are you taking next year? AP?
Oh, I'm taking AP Seminar.
Seminar, which is, like, kind of similar, not, like, podcast similar, but, like, you're gonna have to, like, research and, like, give, like, a presentation and, like,
yeah, talk. But it's, yeah, and you just, like, well, AP Seminar is just so you can, like, kind of talk to people and, like, you have, like, a group. Like, I don't know if you've ever been in a seminar.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so you just, like, everyone has a turn talking. Yeah. But, like, it's, like, I don't know how to explain
it. No, I know what you're talking about. There's like a circle.
Okay, another thing we have is, do you want to talk a little bit about your pets and your family?
Okay. So I do have one pet. It's a golden retriever. Her name's Scarlett. She is literally like my favorite thing ever. Like, I literally love her to death. I have two siblings, a sister and a brother. They're both younger. My sister's it's the summer, so she's going into eighth grade. And my brother is going into sixth grade. So Stella's actually turning 14 on Monday. And then Kellen is...
Happy birthday, Stella.
Yes, happy birthday. And then Kellen is 11, I'm pretty sure. So.
Okay. I have three siblings. I have two younger sisters, Jocelyn and Kensington. And then I have an older brother named Austin. And I have 10 pets, I think. Or something like that. I have a leopard gecko. I have two dogs. One of them is a big golden doodle named Clover.
Not Bastion.
Bastion is like our fat chubby one who's like black and white, and he's built like a barrel. And then I have four cats, and then I have two kittens, but the kittens aren't gonna stay with us for long. We're just fostering them. So I have four cats. My oldest one's named Max, and I've had him since I was a baby. And then Marvin was born in my mom's closet. And then...
Wait, who's Marvin?
Marvin's my other cat. The other boy. He's, like, white, and he's a tiger.
I feel like I only knew Max.
No, you know Marvin.
Oh.
Marvin's,
I guess,
like...
I do know Marvin.
No, Marvin's, okay. Like, bigger. He's a boy. He's a big boy.
Okay.
And then... I don't know who else. I have two cats that we also fostered that we ended up keeping because we fostered 10 and we got rid of most of them, but we convinced my parents to let us keep two of them. And their names are Paquita and Mallory. I named Paquita.
Do you still have them both?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And then we have two kittens right now, like I said. We actually had four, but we got rid of them yesterday, two of them yesterday, so.
You should tell them, like, how, so, like, I feel like Maddie's family is, like, a big pet family, or, like, at least they're very welcoming to, like, at least fostering pets. So, like, you should tell them the story about, like, how you got, like, Cheeseburger and, like, Boss and all those other kittens.
Oh, okay, so, should I start with the first litter of kittens that we fostered this year, or the second?
Do whatever you want.
I think that the first one is kind of less interesting. It's just, my mom flips houses, and so when she got this house, she found a box with a bunch of kittens in it. So,
yeah.
That's kind of the story on the first litter. We had just ended up with 10 kittens, and that was the end of that. The second one is, we had a, we stayed at St. Mary's Lake. If you know where that is, look it up.
Look it up.
So basically we stayed at St. Mary's Lake for Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we found these four kittens while we were sitting outside because we heard meowing coming from mm-hmm. underneath the cars.
Yeah.
And when we checked underneath the cars, there was like these four baby kittens, and we were like, oh my gosh, where's their mom? Like, because there's a lot of cats at St. Mary's Lake at the campground we stayed at. And they're all strays, so we just figured that, like, they were getting moved. Like, their mom was, like, moving them one by one, and she'd be back for them.
Yeah.
But then we waited outside for, like, 2 hours, and we never saw a mom. And when we looked in the lake the next day, there was, like, a cat in the lake that had drowned, and it was a black cat, and all the kittens were black and white. So we kind of figured that their mom might have died. So we did keep them. Yeah. So we kept them for one night outside. In a basket to see mm-hmm. if anyone would come, like any of their mom or like their dad would come.
Mm-hmm.
But no one did. So then we just took them in, and we drove them back in our RV, and we took them home, and now we are getting rid of them because my parents said we can't have any more cats.
Yeah. And like one of her, on at least her like main TikTok page, if you like follow that, I guess, there's literally a video of us doing the, so we got the chamoy pickle kit? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but we did like a blue raspberry.
Yeah, we did like the blue raspberry, so it's not spicy because we are little white girls that can't handle
hey,
spice.
Hey, we're going to the pickle fest today.
Too. Yes! Oh my god, we are going to pickle fest.
Okay, wait, don't get off topic.
Tell sorry. So, in that video, we're like, I guess, preparing the pickle, or the pickles, I guess, and putting like Takis and stuff in it. And like throughout the video, you can literally see us like playing with the kittens or like trying to like get them off the table because they kept like,
so when we did that video originally, we were going to just do it but do it at the park, and it was just gonna be us two, but then my mom told me I should bring the kittens, so then I decided to bring two of the kittens, and when I brought them, they were being so bad during the whole entire thing while we were trying to shoot the video. They were just like running around, and they were climbing up the trees, and they were chasing each other. So
yeah, so it was what, Cheeseburger and Moose?
Yeah, we bought Cheeseburger and Moose.
Yeah, Cheeseburger's the black one, right? And the Moose was the white one?
Cheeseburger, well, there was two black ones that had a little bit of white, and then two white ones that had a little bit of black.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one black one that was really, really fluffy, one black one that had, like, a little knot in its tail. Like, its tail was, like a little hook at the end.
Oh.
And Moose had a little bit of black over her eye, and then Boss was the other white one, and he had...
Boss.
He was just white.
Did you name all of them?
Yeah.
So wait, what are all the names? Do you remember?
Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger, Moose,
Boss,
and Crink.
What is that supposed to be?
Crink was the one with the knot in its tail.
Oh,
so like crinkled.
Oh,
we called him like crinkled.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
We also called him Spiral. They all had like a few names. Like we never really gave them a name, but we did. We did drop off Cheeseburger yesterday to his new home, and he did, they did keep his name. So his name is still Cheeseburger.
That's
and
so
we dropped off Boss at his new house, but they changed his name to Zeus.
Zeus. That's precious.
Which I guess that's fine, but I liked Mafia Boss better.
Mafia Boss.
That was his full name.
Mafia Boss. He went by Boss.
Also, I do have another pet I haven't mentioned yet. I have a bunny named Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think that... she's probably one of my favorites. It's probably my oldest cat that I've had since I was born in her. Because even though she hates me.
Cat? I think it's a bunny.
Yeah, my oldest cat and my bunny are my two favorite pets I have.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so even though Rosie hates everyone and she's kind of mean sometimes, she's definitely one of my favorites because she's, like, my pet. Like, everybody else's pets, we call them, like, the family pets, but, like, Rosie's my pet. Like, no one messes with her because she hates everyone.
That's the bunny, right? Yeah. Rosie? Yeah, wait, what's the other cat that you said?
Max,
yeah, that's right.
Max is the oldest.
Yeah, I've only had, I mean, you've probably had, like, a bunch of pets before that.
I've had tons of hamsters, and that could be an entire episode on the podcast, because they've all died tragic ways. Oh my God,
we should have one where it's, like, tragic stories we've heard, because I've heard, like, some of my friends throughout, like, elementary school, middle school have had hamsters, and, like, how they've, like, tragically died. Like, it is crazy how they die.
Yeah, I literally could, I have one story right now, but I could literally do an entire, like our podcast on like how my hamsters have died, because I've had like over 15 hamsters.
That's crazy.
So we got these two hamsters and they were like Chinese hamsters. What? No. Listen. So like there's like different breeds of hamsters. So when I went to the pet store, They only had these two hamsters. And they were like these weird Chinese ones that like they
Wait, why are they Chinese?
I'll show you a picture.
Okay, yeah, look it up.
They had like these weird butts. And They were these two boy hamsters. One of them was brown. One of them was like grayish colored.
Mm-hmm.
And their names were, I don't even know what their names were. This is what they looked like.
We'll insert a picture if we can find it.
Look at their butts.
They're like a rat.
Look at their butts and like look at their butts.
Ew, it's like a hairy, like, tail thing. I don't even know what that is.
I know. So this is what the hamster looked like, though. So imagine that's one of them, and then, like, the other one was, like, gray.
Mm, gotcha.
So we had these, and they had, like, really, really big eyes. This is what the other one looked like. They had, like, huge black eyes. So the first one didn't live very long because I had the cage in my room and I had done a lot of research and they all said that you shouldn't keep them in hamster cages. So I decided to keep it in one of those moving containers.
Like a bowl?
Clear moving container. No, like their entire cage was in like a plastic bin.
Oh.
And like I put like so much bedding in there so then they could like burrow all down. But then I didn't realize that like two boy hamsters, even though I thought they were like brothers and they were a gang and they liked each other, they literally fought every day.
Wait, are hamsters like cannibals?
Yeah.
They like eat each other?
And they eat their babies.
That is so messed up. That's okay. Well, and, I mean, it's an animal, but like,
yeah, so they like just weird. Like, they eat everything. Like, and like, so I didn't know that at first. And we kept the hamsters together and they fought like every day. But the one, I don't even think he got a name because he died, like, a day after we had him.
Yeah.
But not from them fighting, from my cat going in there and knocking over the cage, and he landed in the water bowl, and he drowned.
I was like, we could probably do a whole thing of you just, like, talking about, like, your crazy pet stories.
Because my pets are literally...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I heard a story, I forget who it was, but, where, I mean, it's kind of obvious, like, with, like, the whole cannibal thing, but, like, they had, like, two or three hamsters in their thing. Or in their cage or whatever. One died just from, like, I don't even know what. But then, like, the next day, there was only one hamster left. There should have been two, but there's only one left. And, like, it was, like, triple the size that it actually was.
That'll get you.
And it was so bad. I was like, oh. But.
That'll get you.
No.
And my other hamster ended up dying. The one that, like, didn't kill the other one, but fought with the other one. He ended up dying because he got out of the cage and he got stuck under our carpet, and like the next year when we were tearing up our carpet so we could put in new flooring, we found him literally flat underneath our carpet, and we didn't even recognize him, but we could see like his skull and like two little teeth, so we knew it was him.
Yeah, I know someone who had a hamster, and I think it like crawled under their bed, and it like
I would smash it.
No, I know. And then, someone, like, actually, like, stepped on, like, it crawled out the same time they, like, got off the bed, and they, like, stepped on it and completely crushed it. Like, that's so gross.
That's sad.
But, like, tragic.
One of my hamsters was a little black one, and he bit my finger when I was trying to put him in the cage, so I, like wiggled my hand, and he flew off and, like, hit the fan.
Oh. So you just, like, wiggled around and just, like, chucked it.
Yeah, and he, like, he hit the fan and then landed on my bed, and he was, like, And he just like laid there for a minute, but he was still alive. But he definitely had severe brain damage, and he's
literally dead, bro. Yeah. Severe brain damage. It's literally like dead. Like it's brain dead.
Yeah.
Like brain damage. It's literally dead.
No.
Imagine like chucking up, hitting the fan, and like slamming down on your bed.
No. Thing. My bed was fluffy, so he was okay.
Okay, but that hamster's like
literally. Well, like, he didn't move for a while, but afterwards he started to like.
Twitch. He starts like
no, I remember he was still alive after that, but I don't.
That is crazy. I don't know. Like broken like everything.
We're probably gonna get in trouble for like animal cruelty if we keep talking about
it. No. Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think. I've only had pretty much dogs. I did have a turtle or a tortoise, I should say, for like.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
No, I did, but I forget.
Forgot. Yeah. So it was actually technically supposed to be for my brother because. He's a big, like, animal lover, and he was really obsessed with, like, turtles back in, like, early elementary, so we ended up finding, like, another teacher, I think, or someone that, like, my dad knew to, like, give us the tortoise, and it had, like, this little cage, and, you know, we fed it, like, cut up strawberries and, like, kale, like, almost every day, like, it would be, like, our responsibility, like, before school to, like, cut it up and, like,
aww, put
it
in its cage. Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
And then, and we, like, take it outside, like, when it's warm and kind of, like, let it, like, roam around the grass, I guess. And we have, like, a heat lamp and all this other stuff. It's actually, like, where my popcorn machine is in my basement, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
And then, but then over, like, 6 months to a year, probably, we just kind of, like, stopped, like,
caring about it.
Yeah, like, it was just kind of, like, there.
More of a hassle?
Yeah, it was more of a hassle, like, feed and, like, do. And my brother kind of grew out of, like, liking the turtle, I guess, or the tortoise. So we ended up selling it or giving it away to someone. But then before that, so, like, my dog, she's 4 years old because we got her in 2020, like, right during, like, COVID. Like, we were online in sixth grade. And then... I had two dogs before, but they had passed. They were older. They're older than me. Like, when I was born, they were already, like, alive. And we had them at our house. There are two labs, a black lab and, like, a yellow lab. And I think they died at our old house in Miamisburg. But, I mean, I don't really remember a lot about them. Just because I think they died when I was probably, like, 10, I guess. But, like, I remember a little bit, but. That's pretty much the only pets I can remember, like, having, I guess.
I have had so many. I've had so many pets. I think I've had, when I was first born, we had these two black labs. But then when Jocelyn was born, we had to get rid of them because, like, what was it? I think that their, like, fur was, like, getting, like, caught in her nostril or something. Because, like, Jocelyn had, like, breathing problems or something when she was born. So she had to stay in the hospital an extra long time. So, like, we got rid of the two dogs. Their names were Lava and Louie. And then, I don't know. I also used to live in Columbus.
Same.
So, like, I moved here in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved here, we had no pets, I don't think. Because I think that we had, Max. But Max has always been there. Like,
he's been there since day one.
Actually, Marvin was born in the closet at my... old house, so we definitely had Max and Marvin. So when we moved here, we only had two cats. Now we have like 20 cats, but I've been here for like like 7 years, so
something like that. Yeah, my dogs, I think, well, my labs were named Cassie and Cameron. They're both C's.
I feel like everybody has had a lab at least.
Or their friends have labs. I think labs and like gold doodles and golden retrievers are like the best dogs.
My golden doodle sucks. I hate him.
Like, I feel like they're just so, like, loving. Like,
yeah, Clover does love to love on people, but he also loves to jump in our pond in our backyard.
Oh.
So, he smells, and I don't love to love him.
Yeah, they're, like, they're a little active, which is good, but they also, and they need, like, constant walks and hikes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they also need, but they also need, like, attention, too.
And they need to be groomed. Very often. Well, at least my dog.
Yeah, because, I mean, yours is curly hair. Mine needs groom, but, like, sometimes we groom her ourselves. Like, we just kind of, like, trim some of her fur. But, like, my dog, we call her, well, we don't call her, she is kind of bougie, is what we kind of say, because, like, she gets, like, human food a lot. Like, we always, like, cave in and give her, like, whatever we're eating for dinner, or, like, she constantly like needs pet. Like if you pet her and then you stop, she'll like kind of like make like a noise and like kind of like bark at you. And but we constantly like every day we have to take her on at least like a walk or two or like a hike at like Grant Park or Cox or any of those places. Like it's just constant. Like she has to get her energy out. But she's also like very snuggly.
Yeah.
Very. I also love the smell. Well, maybe what? Not. No, maybe not like your dog, but like my dog. Cause like I've seen a lot of like TikToks and stuff where like they say like they have like popcorn paws or like their paws smell like popcorn.
But my dog's paws smell like absolute dog cow.
Dog cow? No, but like I've seen a lot of those. I call mine because I saw a TikTok on this and or an Instagram reel or something, and it kind of like I kind of see it. They call it the Frito Factory, is what I call it. Like her ears, like if you smell inside, I know it sounds weird, but like or like their fur or like inside their ears or like their paws, like it literally smells like a Frito Factory. And I don't know why I love that smell so much. Like
I don't smell inside my dog's ears, so I guess I wouldn't know, but I don't think my dogs smell like that.
I love my dog's ears. They're so fluffy.
I think that my dogs probably are, like, the most annoying things on earth. But, like, Bastion just hates everyone. And then, like, Clover, how we get his energy
Bastion's
out.
Bastion's, like, a little... he's just, like, there. He's just, like, a...
I know. He's my dad's favorite
like
pet.
Like a Swiss roll. He reminds me of like a, because he's like black and white. Like, you know, like little Swiss rolls.
He's my dad's favorite pet, but.
Because he doesn't do anything.
Oops. I had to sneeze. But my dad really, really likes Bastion because we got Bastion like a long time ago. Like, I don't even know how old Bastion is. But Clover is like a new puppy. Like, he's like barely a year old. And how we get his energy out is we take him to the park. Well, he doesn't like to run on his own. He only will go to the park and run if like his friend Bailey is there. Because Allie's dog, which is my friend, she has a dog too. And her dog's like a little older than Bastion, like 6 months older than Bastion or something.
Yeah.
And Bailey is also kind of a puppy. So we take them both to the park.
And older than Clover?
Like a little bit Clover. Older than Clover.
Did I say younger? No, you said Bastion, older than Bastion.
Oh, oops, I meant Clover.
But like,
they like run around at the park together, and like that's the only time I can get him to listen. Like if they go too far, I'll be like, Clover, come back, and he'll actually like listen to me.
Yeah.
But, the phone.
It's okay. Do we want to talk about like school or future or anything like that, or just kind of like what we have planned, or like, because I mean, our futures, we're kind of forced to think about them a little earlier than a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Or just because of basketball and like how like the recruiting process works.
I think every single person on our in our grade who plays varsity basketball right now, and like a lot of people who go to Centerville for like sports and stuff, and I think that they all have a dream to play in college.
A lot of them, whether it's like
NAIA D3,
yeah, D2. Like whether it's whatever. But we won't go too in-depth with the recruiting process because we were going to talk about that in a whole nother video.
Yeah.
But, like, basically, like, you have to, like, start reaching out to colleges early.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, a lower level. Like, you don't want to, like, obviously, like, not everyone can be D1. And, like...
So, it's, like, I feel like D1 is... And this might actually be, like, a crazy statement, but I think D1 is, like... Like, it's harder to get into, but, like, the process is... easier because
I agree.
Just because there's not as many people like people dream to go D1, but there's not as many people who will get into D1. So I think that D3 and D2 are much more what's the word, like competitive.
Oh yeah,
because like there's more people dreaming to go D2 and D3 and like trying to be more realistic than there is people going like wanting to go D1.
Feel like, and this is for me personally, and it depends, because I feel like, for me, if I'm not, like, a top player that's going to go to, like, a Power 5 school or something like that, then, like, I don't know. It depends on, like, my desires for basketball, because the like, skill level and, like, work ethic and, like, work you actually have to put in at college for D1 is so much more than D2 and D3. Like,
yeah, there's some D1 colleges who won't even let you like major in what you want.
Yeah,
because they're paying for you to go to school, so they're like,
well, they're paying for you to go to school and play for them.
Yeah, so they're like, why, like, you're not gonna like you're not allowed to like major in like pre-law or like biology
or something like
that. You're not allowed to major in any of that because like we're paying for you to go to college, and more specifically we're paying for you to come here and play. So
yeah, and it's almost like basketball before school.
Yeah, that's how it is at D1. So.
And like some of the tinier schools, it's kind of like iffy because like the tinier schools, it's hard because like some D2 schools are like better than like the lower D1 schools. Like that can happen a lot, but it's, the main thing to take away is like for D2 and D3, you have to reach out to them. Like you have to go to their camps. You have to send them emails. You have to show interest because they also don't have like as high of a budget, like a recruiting budget. Mm-hmm. So like they're setting up these camps for you to come out and like do that. Well, D1 or at least most like higher D1 schools, they will go find you. If you're good enough, they will find you.
Like, yeah, they'll come to your games. Yeah. Like, they'll put know in your an name effort. And, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all for the first one, right?
Well, are we going to talk about, like, what we want to do?
I guess we can
talk about that. We can end with, like, I guess, like, what we were planning on doing in college, at least.
Well, or like as of right now, we're going into junior year, so we do have a little bit of time still. But as of right now, I'm kind of interested in, like, pre-law and, like, becoming a lawyer or, like, a defense attorney of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've also had, like, not necessarily experience, but like exposure, I guess, to like people like she has like family friends or whatever that are like lawyers or are in the
a
law
lot of people
field.
In my family, like I have people in my family who are lawyers too.
Yeah, so and you just kind of take an interest in that.
Yeah,
and for me, well, like, where do you want to go to school? Not like maybe the specific college, but like maybe like the region, like you kind of talked about.
I kind of want to go to Florida
or like somewhere down south.
Florida, yeah, somewhere down south. Or there was this college I went to over the school year. I did a college visit and I really did like one in DC. There was a college in DC that I really liked. So
and they have a lot of like exposure to like that stuff because I mean it's the capital.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I kind of want to stay local. My dream, because I grew up, the first 6 years of my life were in Columbus or in a suburb in Columbus. So I kind of want to stay in that region because I'm close enough to family, but I also, I just really like Columbus and like just the vibe of it, I guess. But I'm kind of torn between like pharmacy and like pre-med. If I were to go into pre-med, I probably wouldn't like be like a legit like doctor or like a surgeon. I'd probably be like an anesthesiologist or like a physical therapist or something like that. But pharmacy kind of came from like I'm really good at chemistry. I know that kind of sounds like crazy because I feel like a lot of people think that chemistry is like a really hard class and like it's just like difficult to understand and like a lot of people like barely pass it or whatever. But I actually, and I kind of had that same, like, preconceived notion that chemistry was going to be hard, it was going to be one of my harder classes. But when I got into it, it's definitely more math-based, which is, like, kind of, like, where I excel more is, like,
not
math and
I
science.
Excel.
Yeah, you're definitely more, like, English history. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely more of, like, a math-science person. And I don't know. I just thought it was really easy. And I actually enjoyed, like, going to that class. I think the teacher helps, too, a lot. But I enjoyed going to that class and actually learning. Like, that was one of the first classes I actually enjoyed, like, sitting down, doing the work, and, like, learning.
Mm.
And pharmacy, it's basically all it is like, chemistry and O-chem, like, organic chemistry and stuff like that. So, but I still kind of have to decide whether I want to do it. I think it just depends on, like, the classes that I take in college, like, the precursor classes. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm looking at some schools either in Columbus or, like, the Cleveland area right now. Mm. I know there's a lot of, like, rigorous schools in, like, Pittsburgh that are really good, but that's pretty much.
I think that's everything you guys need to know about us.
Yeah. If you have any questions, just tell us. Or, you know, we did create an Instagram.
We have an Instagram. We have a TikTok. We have a YouTube channel.
Obviously, if you're watching this on the YouTube channel.
We also have, we're going to have a Spotify or something that we can post.
Yeah, I think we're going to post them on Spotify because I think it's a lot easier to post, at least like the audio on Spotify.
But we're not completely sure about that yet. But
yeah, we're
we'll
still
update
kind of.
You guys, and we'll have links in our bio and we'll have links in this video. And we'll.
Yep. We also kind of planned out our next couple of videos or at least next video or two on like what we want to talk about. Because this one was kind of weird starting because like I think it's kind of hard talking about ourselves.
Yeah, it's just, and also, like, we don't really have much experience yet.
But I think one thing we can take away is, like, I think we need to have more fun. Like, not just be serious and, like, down. Like, I think, like, laughing, like, that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think the next videos will be fun because there's not many jokes you can make when you're just talking about yourself.
Yeah, but, like, the next videos when we actually have, like, topics, it'll be funnier. Mm-hmm. But if you guys have any, like, suggestions for, like, what you can you want can, us to talk about.
If you know us, you can text us or you can just
email us.
Yeah, we have an email. So,
yeah.
But that's all. Thanks for watching.
Right. Yep, see ya.